الحمد لله المبدئ المعيد الغني الحميد ذي العفو الواسع والعقاب الشديد من هداه فهو السعيد ومن أضله فهو الطريد البعيد ومن أرشده إلى سبيل النجاة ووفقه فهو الرشيد يعلم ما ظهر وما بطن وما خفي وما علن وهو أقرب إلى كل مريد من حبل الوريد قسم الخلق قسمين وجعل لهم منزلتين فريق في الجنة وفريق في السعير ورغب في ثوابه ورهب من عقابه ولله الحجة البالغة فمن عمل صالحا فلنفسه ومن أساء فعليها وما ربك بظلام للعبيد وأصلي وأسلم على سيدنا محمد البشير النذير وعلى آله وأصحابه الطيبين الطاهرين أما بعد عباد الله فإني أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله العلي العظيم القائل في محكم كتابه لا يستوي أصحاب النار وأصحاب الجنة أصحاب الجنة هم الفائزون إخوة الإيمان إن الذكي الفطن من تزود من دنياه لآخرته ولم يبع آخرته بعرض من الدنيا Dear brothers, the clever and intelligent person is the one who truly prepared from his dunya for his akhirah. And he did not sell out his akhirah for a worldly dunya matter. فَالنَّاسُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ قِسْمٌ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ وَقِسْمٌ إِلَى النَّارِ Because the people on the day of judgment, one group will be in hell and one group will be in paradise. فَهُمَا دَارَانِ مَا لِلنَّاسِ غَيْرُهُمَا فَانْظُرْ يَا أَخِي مَاذَا تَخْتَارْ لِنَفْسِكَ There are only two destinations, there is no third one. So you need to look thoroughly at which you pick. فَالْجَنَّةُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالنَّارُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْكَافِرِينَ وَلَا يَسْتَوِي أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ وَأَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ The fire has been prepared for the blasphemers. And heaven, paradise, has been prepared for the believers. And the people of hellfire are not the same as the people of paradise. They are not equal. طعام أهل الجنة كما قال الله تعالى وفاكهة مما يتخيرون ولحم طير مما يشتهون And look at the differences between the people of the fire of Jahannam and between the people of Al-Jannah. Notice the difference by the following ayat. The food of the people of Al-Jannah is different, as Allah Ta'ala said in this ayah, that they shall choose from the variety of different fruits in Al-Jannah. وَكَمَا قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى قُطُوفُهَا دَانِيَةٌ كُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا هَنِيئًا بِمَا أَسْلَفْتُمْ فِي الْأَيَّامِ الْخَالِيَةِ أَمَّا طَعَامُ أَهْلِ النَّارِ فَكَمَا قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى As for the food of the people of the fire, of hellfire, it is as Allah Ta'ala described how bad and severe their food is. He said, لَيْسَ لَهُمْ طَعَامٌ إلا من ضريع لا يثمن ولا يغني من جوع الضريع هو شجر كريه المنظر كريه الرائحة وثمره كريه الطعم Allah Ta'ala is describing their food, the food of the people of the fire. He said, they shall not eat except from the dari'. And the dari' is a type of tree that is very ugly looking, with a very bad odor, very bad smell, and very horrible taste. وَكَمَا قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى إِنَّ شَجَرَةَ الزَّقُومِ طَعَامُ الْأَثِيمِ كَالْمُهْلِ يَغْلِي فِي الْبُطُونِ كَغَلْيِ الْحَمِيمِ وَكَمَا قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى ولا طعام إلا من غسلين لا يأكله إلا الخاطئون. So they will eat from الضريع. They will eat from the tree of الزقوم, which is very bad taste, that rips when they eat it, rips their intestines out from its bad taste. And they will have the حميم, which is the extremely hot boiling liquid. And they will eat from the ghislin, which we will explain insha'Allah. فإذا إخوة الإيمان لا يستوي أصحاب النار وأصحاب الجنة ولا يستوي شراب أهل الجنة وشراب أهل النار. فأما أهل الجنة فإنهم يسقون من الرحيق وهي عين في الجنة وممزوج فيها من تسنيم ومختوم عليه بالمسك هذا الشراب. والتسنيم هي عين في الجنة رفيعة القدر. قال الله تعالى يسقون من رحيق مختوم ختامه مسك وفي ذلك فليتنافس المتنافسون. ومزاجه من تسنيم عينا يشرب بها المقربون. We talked about the food of the people of hellfire and the people of al-Jannah. What about the drinks? As for the drinks for the people of al-Jannah, as Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala said, they will drink from al-Rahiq, which is an area, a container, a place that contains a special drink in al-Jannah, mixed with tasneem. And tasneem is also another area where it pertains a special drink. So they will drink rahiq mixed with tasneem, which is very tasteful, very delightful, and very joyful. أَمَّا أَهْلُ النَّارِ فَشَرَابُهُمُ الْمَاءُ الْمُتَنَاهِي فِي الْحَرَارَةِ. As for the people of the fire, their drink is the liquid or the drink that has reached its maximum in heat, extremely hot, fervent drink. قال الله تعالى لا يذوقون فيها بردا ولا شرابا إلا حميما وغساقا. They will drink nothing but حميم and غساق. And the hamim, as we said, is the extremely hot liquid. And the ghassaq is the liquid that is collected from the melting of the skin of the people of the fire. When their skin melts, this liquid is collected and given to them to drink as torture for their bad deeds that they committed. The angels, they will make the kuffar drink the extremely hot liquid, and the ghassaq, which is the liquid from the skins of the blasphemers that melts from the hellfire. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ تَعَالَى. When they drink it, their insides rip apart from the severe torture. قال الله تعالى عن الكفار وَإِن يَسْتَغِيثُوا يُغَاثُوا بِمَاءٍ كَالْمُهْلِ يَشْوِي الْوُجُوهِ بِئْسَ الشَّرَابُ وَسَاءَتْ مُرْتَفَقًا. Allah is describing their drinks, how severe it is. وَأَمَّا بِالنِّسْبَةِ لِلِبَاسِ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ وَأَهْلِ النَّارِ فَلَا يَسْتَوِيَانِ. لباس أهل الجنة ثيابهم الحرير والسندس والاستبرق، وهذا كله جزء من النعيم. قال الله تعالى: عاليهم أي فوقهم ثياب سندس، أي الثياب الرقيقة من الحرير أو الديباج، وثياب سندس خضر واستبرق، والاستبرق هو ما غلظ من الديباج. الله تبارك وتعالى described also in the Quran the difference between the clothes of the people of Al-Jannah and the clothes of the people of Hellfire. Listen to this. It's horrible for the people of Hellfire, but it is something that we have to remember to avoid. As for the people of Al-Jannah, they will wear the clothes made from sundus, which is the very special soft silk, and from dibaj, from istabraq, green istabraq, which is the thicker type of dibaj, or thicker type of silk. وَحُلُّوا أَسَاوِرَ مِنْ فِضَّةٍ وَسَقَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ شَرَابًا طَهُورًا. هذا لأهل الجنة. أما أهل النار فثيابهم من نار. قال الله تعالى: فالذين كفروا قطعت لهم ثياب من نار يصب من فوق رؤوسهم الحميم. Brothers, this is a fact. We cannot deny it. We cannot ignore it. Allah mentioned it in the Quran. And He made it as a severe torture for those who disobey Him, for those who reject to believe in Him, for those who say the kufr wal-iyadu billahi ta'ala. He said, then those blasphemers, there will be clothes of fire made for them, and they will wear it. Imagine what kind of clothes is that? Clothes made of fire, and then extremely hot liquids will be dumped on their heads as a sign of their torture. May Allah ta'ala protect us all. أما بالنسبة لهيئة أهل الجنة وأهل النار يا أحباب فلا تستويان. أما أهل الجنة فإنهم على صورة سيدنا آدم عليه السلام، أي 60 ذراعا طولا في عرض 7 أذرع، حسان الوجوه يشبهان يوسف الصديق، نبي الله يوسف عليه السلام، من حيث الجمال. As for their looks, now we're comparing the people in Al-Jannah and the people in An-Nar. Look, think about this comparison and think of which destination you wish to pick. As for the looks of the people of Al-Jannah is not equal to the looks of the people of Hellfire. The people of Al-Jannah, they will have the image or the form of Adam alayhi salam, 60 cubits by 7. 60 cubits tall by 7 cubits wide. This is a cubit, the dhira' from the fingertips to the elbow of the average hand. So they will be large in size to enjoy Al-Jannah. And they will be very handsome, very good looking, beautiful faces. They will be similar in their handsomeness to Prophet Yusuf as-Siddiq alayhi salam, who was known for his beauty. As for the people of the fire, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, He will make their sizes even bigger. But why? To increase their torture. The big tooth of the blasphemer on the Day of Judgment is as big as the size of Mount Uhud. Similar to the size of Mount Uhud, which is a mountain. Imagine, if his tooth is as big as a mountain, Allahu Akbar, how about the rest of his body? It is mentioned also that the distance between his shoulders of the kafir is that the walk of 3 days. ضِرْصُ الْكَافِرِ فِي النَّارِ يَا أَحْبَابِ كَجَبَلِ أُحُدِ وَالْمَسَافَ بَيْنَ مَنْكِبَيْهِ مَسِيرَةَ 3 أَيَّامِ وَكُلَّمَا أنضجت جلودهم النار كسوا جلودا غيرها. كلما ثابت هذه الجلود يخلق الله لهم جلودا غيرها ليذوقوا العذاب، ليطول عليهم العذاب. الله تعالى قال: كلما نضجت جلودهم بدلناهم جلودا غيرها ليذوقوا العذاب. And Allah تعالى said in this ayah that whenever their skin melts from the heat of the fire, Allah Ta'ala will create another skin for them, for the blasphemers, so that they would feel the severe torture. May Allah Ta'ala save us and you. إخوة الإيمان قال الله تعالى عن أصحاب أهل النار إذا ألقوا فيها سمعوا لها شهيقا وهي تفور. الله أكبر. فإن الكفار إذا ألقوا في جهنم طرحوا فيها كما يطرح الحطب في النار فيسمعون لجهنم شهيقا صوتا شديدا منكرا كصوت الحمار لشدة توقدها وغليانها. هذا كله جزء من العذاب. الله تعالى said, whenever they are thrown into the fire, they will hear a very loud and ugly sound for it. A loud and ugly sound for what? For the hellfire itself. It will make a very loud and ugly, scary sound, similar to the sound of the donkey, from the fear and from the severe torture that they will be receiving. And when the kuffar, the blasphemers, are thrown into the fire, they are thrown like the wood is thrown into the hot fire. How you throw wood into the fire, that's how the kuffar will be thrown into hellfire, wal'iyadhu billahi ta'ala. This is the blasphemers. They will get what they deserve because they rejected to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They blasphemed. They committed kufr. They made la'na. Some of them, they make la'na on Allah. Some of them, they are Muslims and then become kuffar, wal'iyadhu billah. By cussing, making la'na on Allah or the prophets, insulting Allah or the messengers of Allah, or insulting the religion of Al-Islam. You think if they insulted Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, or His angels, or His prophets, and they died on that kufr, Allah is going to give them Al-Jannah? Of course not. They will go to hellfire. But Allah gives them chances in this dunya to return to Al-Islam before they die immediately. If they did, Allah will forgive them. If they return from the kufr to Al-Islam by saying the Shahadatain, then they will be forgiven and Allah will give them paradise and will give them the great enjoyment in paradise, similar to the enjoyment of the description that we talked about in this khutbah. وَأَمَّا أَهْلُ الْجَنَّةِ فَإِنَّهُمْ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ فِيهَا لَا بَاطِلًا وَلَا مَأْثَمًا وَلَا مَا يُزْعِجُهُمْ. قال الله تعالى لا يسمعون فيها لغوا ولا تأثيما إلا قيلا سلاما سلاما. This is the description of what the people of Al-Jannah will listen, will hear. The kuffar will hear the loud scary sounds. The people of Al-Jannah, they will hear the very joyful sounds. They will not hear anything evilish, anything bad, nothing that will bother them. Rather, they will be hearing things that will please them in Al-Jannah. فَيَا إِخْوَةَ الْإِيمَانِ لِيُحَاسِبْ كُلٌّ مِنَّا نَفْسَهُ وَلِيَنْظُرْ هَلْ أَعَدَّ الزَّادَ لِيَوْمِ الْمَعَادِ لِيَكُونَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ وَرَدَ فِيهِمْ قَوْلُ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وُجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ نَاعِمَةٌ لِسَعْيِهَا رَاضِيَةٌ فِي جَنَّةٍ عَالِيَةٌ لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة وخشية أن يكون يا أحباب ممن ورد فيهم قوله تعالى وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع. So dear brothers, let one of us, including myself and you, judge ourselves before we are judged. As our Master Umar said, judge yourselves before you are judged. And let one of us prepare for the Akhirah, for the day where it is the day where Allah Ta'ala described in Al-Jannah for the believers who will have fresh, beautiful looking faces, happy and pleased with the enjoyment that they are in, with a very high place in Al-Jannah, and not to be among those whom Allah Ta'ala described about the kuffar whose faces will be very dark, very scared, and full of torture, torture after torture, non-stop. May Allah Ta'ala protect us and you. الموت باب وكل الناس داخله فليت شعري بعد الباب ما الدار الدار جنة عدن إن عملت بما يرضي الإله وإن فرطت فالنار هما مصيران ما للمرء غيرهما فانظر لنفسك ماذا أنت تختار. As the poet said, dear brothers, death is an entrance that every person will enter. So I wonder what is behind this entrance. Which place is behind this entrance? There are only two destinations, there is no other. It is either Al-Jannah, if you had done good, you will enter it. Or if you did not do good, then it is the fire. There are only two destinations. There is no other than look thoroughly and carefully at which destination you pick. فانظر أخي المسلم ماذا أعددت ولأي دار تهيأت فليس في الآخرة دار إلا جنة أو نار. So dear brother, look thoroughly. Think and look thoroughly. Which place did I prepare for? Where am I preparing myself to go? Because in the Akhirah there are two places. It is either Jannah or Nar. There is no other place. وَلَا يَسْتَوِي أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ وَأَصْحَابُ النَّارِ. As we just been mentioning, the people of Al-Jannah are not equal to the people of the Jahannam, of the fire. وَقِي نَفْسَكَ يَا أَخِي الْمُسْلِمُ وَأَهْلَكَ النَّارِ بِتَعَلُّمِ مَفْتَرَضَ اللَّهُ عِلْمَهُ مِنْ عِلْمِ الدِّينِ. And protect yourself, dear brother, and your family from what leads you to hellfire. How? By protecting yourself with the Islamic knowledge, with the knowledge that Allah obliged you to learn, the knowledge that Allah made you obligated to acquire about the religion. وَأَدِّ مَفْتَرَضَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ وَاجْتَنِبْ مَا نَهَاكَ فَتَصِيرُ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. And do what Allah made obligatory upon you and refrain from what Allah prohibited, you will become from the pious people who will be enjoying their time in the grave, and they will be enjoying their time in Al-Jannah everlastingly. وَاجْتَنِبْ مَا نَهَاكَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ لِتَسْلَمَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ نَارٍ وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةِ. قال الله تعالى يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةِ عليها ملائكة غلاظ شداد لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون أجارني الله وإياكم من النار. Dear brothers, protect yourselves and your families from this severe torture and what leads to it, as Allah تبارك وتعالى described and said in the ayah, which means, all those who believed, protect yourselves and your families from the fire which is fueled by people and rocks. On it are assigned mighty and powerful angels whom never disobey Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and they do as they are ordered. This is what Allah ta'ala said in Al-Quran. So think for yourself, what will you do? May Allah save us and you from the fire. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فيا فوز المستغفرين استغفر الله. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونشكره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد بن عبد الله وعلى كل رسول أرسله. أما بعد، عباد الله، فإني أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله العلي العظيم وبحضور مجالس علم الدين والتزود من الخير والتزود من الصدقات. Dear brothers, I urge you again, and I urge myself, advise myself, and remind you and myself to protect, to fear Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and obey Him, not to do any of the prohibitions, and to do what Allah ta'ala accepts, and do not come close to doing anything before you check if it is accepted in our religion or not, and not to do anything that leads you to hellfire. And I urge you also to protect yourself and your children from the haram and from hellfire by attending the circles of knowledge. وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ أَمَرَكُمْ بِأَمْرٍ عَظِيمٍ أَمَرَكُمْ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالسَّلَامِ عَلَى نَبِيِّهِ الْكَرِيمِ فَقَالَ وَهُوَ أَصْدَقُ الْقَائِلِينَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. يقول الله تبارك وتعالى in describing the day of judgment, Allah تعالى said, يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم يوم ترونها تذهل كل مرضعة عما أرضعت وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد. Had there been a woman that's breastfeeding on the day of judgment, she would leave her baby and run away from the horrors of that day. The day when people look like they are drunk, but in reality they are not. They are not drunk, but they are fearful of the severe torture that is awaiting. May Allah protect us and save us and you and your families. Allahumma inna da'awnaka fastajib lana du'a'ana. Faghfir Allahumma lana dhunubana wa israfana fi amrina. Allahumma ghfir lil mu'minina wal mu'minat. Al ahya'i minhum wal amwat. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana. Wa fi al akhirati hasana. وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اجز الشيخ عبد الله الهرري عنا خيرا وارحمه رحمة واسعة واغفر لنا ولمشايخنا ولمن له حق علينا ولمن علمنا من القرآن حرفا يا رب العالمين. اللهم وارفع البلاء والمحنة عن المسلمين بجاه سيدنا محمد الأمين وأحسن ختامنا آمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم واشكروه يزدكم واستغفروه يغفر لكم واتقوه يجعل لكم من أمركم مخرجا وأقم الصلاة.